Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Trump campaign looking to explain remarks from former President Trump at a conservative Christian gathering in Florida on Friday, as Trump called for attendees to get out and vote because after this election...
You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine.
As the Harris campaign has called the comments a, quote, vow to end democracy, Trump's campaign says Trump was talking about the, quote, importance of faith, uniting the country and bringing prosperity to every American. Growing concerns about the war in Gaza expanding into a wider conflict. Israel blaming Hezbollah militants in Lebanon for a rocket strike on a soccer field in northern Israel that killed at least 11 children and teens, according to Israeli authorities. Hezbollah denying responsibility. It comes, though, as an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit a school in Gaza, killing at least 30 people. Progress made on the Park Fire in Northern California, now 10% contained. This is ABC News. Court filings show the Justice Department is now accusing TikTok of posing a national security threat. The DOJ is defending a new law that would force the sale of the platform away from Chinese ownership or be banned.
U.S. officials say TikTok employees have sent significant amounts of restricted user data to each other, storing it on Chinese systems where ByteDance employees in China could then access it. The Chinese government could then require ByteDance to secretly help with intelligence gathering and national security efforts. A spokesperson for TikTok says the U.S. government has not shown any proof of his claims.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The FBI now confirming that it believes it was, in fact, a bullet that struck the ear of former President Trump during his assassination attempt 2 weeks ago. The announcement comes as there's been conflicting accounts about what caused Trump's injuries after a gunman opened fire at his rally in Pennsylvania. It also clears up ambiguous comments earlier in the week by former FBI Director Christopher Wray that seemed to cast doubt. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH The Buzz and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score, but just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score, but it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.